it couldn't have come much bigger, to be fair. Obviously, people always ask you the question before, Andrew, you'd like to draw, and it's always a tough one, I suppose. We've been fortunate enough last couple of years to draw Football League sides. It's whether you want one of the big boys away, which we've got, or whether you want one of the lower ranked teams at home in order to progress. So certainly with this draw, there's been no in between. Like I say, couldn't have come much bigger. But a game that all lads deserve. In fairness, it's a great opportunity for them. Great place to go and play in a big proper football stadium. A game we can go and enjoy, but a game we've got to take up the opportunity and go and show people what we can do.
Do you have to be ambitious? Do you have to prepare and say, look, we're going to go there and try and win it and shock them and get to round two?
Yeah, it's a tough one, honestly. It's difficult, not what to know what to do, but how you go, really, because I think in the last couple of years we've tried different things. We looked at, go back a couple of years ago, look at the Accrington game. We just went out and played our game, and although there was nothing in the game, we were really, really punished for little mistakes and ended up losing the game, what looked like a quite comfortable scoreline for them. Last year against Plymouth, they set up a little bit differently, and we had to adapt our game a little bit. And after sort of 15, 20 minutes, that wasn't working, so we changed. And from that point in the game, we more than matched them, probably edged it a little bit, and probably should have got something from it. So it's always a tough one as to whether you sort of be a little more defensive, if you like, a little more safe, or whether you go out and would play your normal side and say go and express yourselves and see what happens. So we'll have a look at them. We'll see what they do. They'll certainly do the same with us. But it's, like I say, it's a game where for my lads, a lot of them who have ambitions to play higher can go and on a big stage, go and show people what we can do.
Be a big test, won't it? Not renowned for being the most welcoming atmosphere at the Den.
Oh, massive test. Yeah, massive test. I think it's stereotypically, yeah, people will say quite intimidating. But it's a completely different place than the old place. I've not been there myself since we played there in 2002 with Stockport. It's a big football ground. Ultimately, we're going to be in a wayside going where they're averaging crowds of around 10,000. So if there's that amount of people there, it'll be, like I say, an opportunity that my lads don't often get. So you learn a lot about players in that environment. Some thrive. Unfortunately, some go the other way. I think obviously how you start the game is really important. And for us, it will be around sort of building into the game. I suppose Millwall will be looking at it. They'll want to fire straight out us and put us under pressure from the start and make us feel that atmosphere in there. But like you say, you learn a lot about players, and it'll tell us a lot about where my lot can eventually play.
And just finally, you talk about where they can eventually play. It's going really well for you in the league. Is it a measure of how well you're doing, how successful the club have been, that playing these games against league teams is almost becoming routine?
Yeah, it's been great in the FA Cup. It really has. I mean, we say at the start of the campaign, if you like, this is the one competition that gives players at our club the opportunity to go and play against Football League players and see where they're at. So for them to have the opportunity again to be able to do it is great. As I said previously, before the draw, we've not got past this round, and I suppose that's the next hurdle to pass. I suppose this year we couldn't have asked for a much tougher tie to be able to do it. But like I say, we're in good form ourselves. We go there, I suppose, people looking from the outside with nothing to lose. But I've been in games like that before where people can say, yeah, you can go and enjoy it and you've got nothing to lose sort of thing. Everyone expects us to get beat. It'll be a horrible feeling if we do lose. So we'll go there, try and give everything we've got, and if we can get a positive result, it'll be a massive achievement for everyone.